This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A UN resolution bears a title declaring opposition to violence against women. The Trump administration is making the U.S. the only nation to oppose language in two of its paragraphs that seek to gain long-term acceptance of abortion as a human right. 31 other nations abstained from the vote. The U.S. delegation has made it clear it opposes any suggestion that abortion should be promoted and does not recognize abortion as a method of family planning. Unplanned is the name of the movie portraying Abby Johnson's conversion from abortion worker to a pro-life Catholic missionary. The actress portraying Abby Johnson is going through her own life change. In preparing for her role, Ashley Bratcher discovered her own pro-life story and tells others how the harsh reality of abortion shook her to the core. Look for Unplanned in movie theaters soon. This is Life News Radio. Would King Herod be an abortionist if he were alive today? Herod tried to kill baby Jesus, and today people who blame Christians for cultural divides are quite openly wishing Jesus had been among Herod's other victims. What is our answer to the rhetoric of a culture of death? The same love that protected Jesus in his holy family. Love is the author of life, and love is what creates a culture of life. In other headlines, shocking figures in the UK show abortion on babies with Down syndrome are up 50%. Pro-life pregnancy centers may soon be eligible for enticing Title X family planning funds, currently going to abortion providers. And UK suicide advocates are trying to make arranged early death palatable with new, allegedly ethical guidelines. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.